I love this. I love the corner. Cocktails with Zach.
Cocktails with Zach in the corner.
In the corner.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Welcome back to In the Corner with Zach, the podcast that finds me, Zach Schellheimer, in the corner with the most fabulous, amazing people I've ever met on this planet. And today's guest is a local Las Vegas business superstar.
A native.
Native. A title and escrow representative, an LGBTQ plus ally, a fighter, a mother, and an amazing glamma.
Proud Gigi.
Proud Gigi. Daylene McLaughlin, welcome to the corner.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you for being here.
First and foremost, I want to start off and say thank you. It has been amazing to watch you grow this year.
Oh, thank you.
And to be able to be part of it and to watch you grow, it makes me emotional. And I know that you know I mean that.
I do.
So,
and you saying so means so much to me because you've been with me on the ride.
Since day one.
Since day one. And you've stuck with me. And stuck with all the things that we've been involved with. And while you are the epitome of glamma.
Totally.
You are Gigi.
I am Gigi.
What does that mean?
That means I feel like I'm way too cool to be grandma.
True. Absolutely.
Totally. I'm not 50 yet.
Right.
I don't know if I've shared with you, but I have a 7th grandbaby on the way.
7th? Wow. 7. That's a lot of grandbabies.
And not 50 yet. Let's keep bragging about that part of it.
Yes, not 50 yet.
So I told the kids, I said, you don't get to call me grandma. You guys have to call me Gigi because I'm way too cool still.
That's true.
Right?
Yes. So did that come from anything? Like, where did you find Gigi?
Because usually I looked up different names of grandmas.
Yeah, okay.
And Gigi was like sweet, endearing, kind.
It fits you.
And so I was like, I want them to call me Gigi. But then I also saw like later on, like some grandkids, they would call their grandmas Kitty or Bunny. Going to Kitty's house. Bunny's house.
I don't think I like that.
But I like Gigi's house.
Yes.
I'm going to Gigi's house.
Definitely.
It sounds cool, right?
Yeah.
So that's where Gigi came
Kitty
from.
Kitty doesn't sound like I'm going to my grandma's house.
No!
Going to Kitty's house, that's later.
That's later.
So you have 7. Well, 6
I have
and 1
6,
on the way.
So I have 4 boys, 4 oh, grandsons. Oh. 2 granddaughters, and my one that is coming is going to be another girl, so that will put me with 3 granddaughters and 4 grandsons.
Wow. When is the next one due?
February 1st.
That's a good month.
It's a great month.
It's a great month.
There's a little neat story behind it.
Okay.
The way that they're going to name the baby, their dad just passed away, and my youngest one is actually named after her dad, and so they are going to carry that on and name this one after her dad.
I love that.
Isn't that sweet?
It's so sweet.
So it's creating a little bit of a legacy, so I'm excited about that.
That is. And they're all like, they all love you, clearly.
I just had them this weekend, and we did football and fall. We decorated cookies. We stuck bats all over Gigi's house.
Oh, fantastic.
We took pipe cleaners and we made
any bats.
I took them all down after they all left.
What the bats?
They made spiders with pipe cleaners.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
love it.
We were busy. We did every craft that was in my house on Sunday, so now I don't have anything left.
That's fun.
It's probably my most joyous time.
Yes. Well, everyone seems to enjoy being the grandparent because that's like you're not as responsible.
It's real. You get to give them back. I'll just call. They'll come over. Yes. They like totally run amok. I spoil the shit out of them. And then they go home.
They go home.
It's the like greatest thing ever.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. That makes it even more. Everybody should want to be a grandma.
When my parents said it was really good, they were right. It's really good.
Yeah. Well, it's all that without the responsibility.
That's exactly what it is. I'm their best friend.
Yes. That's so sweet. I love it. I love it. So you are in the title and escrow business.
I am.
WFG Title.
27 years this year.
27 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
So you must like it.
I do. Yes. You know what? I actually do. When I started in this business, I started working with builders, local builders. I actually was one of the first builders that built the first house out at Lake Las Vegas.
Wow.
I worked for Clem Poteet Development. Mm. And I was on the escrow side. And I realized that I really liked it. I liked the numbers, the things behind it. So then I went on to actually do escrow for about 7 years. And I realized that I would actually do better out in the sales side of it because I had the creative part. Like, how do we get to the next? How do we get to the next? And so I found myself really, really wanting to go into the sales part. So now I don't feel like I get up and go to work. I feel like I get up and go hang out with my friends all day.
That's true. You kind of do.
That's not a bad job.
We love you. Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yes. And I'm sure, like, you've grown and developed it into, like, because now you're, like, kind of coaching,
yeah,
marketing. You're the wizard that comes into these people's lives, these realtors' lives, with great ideas of how they could brand themselves.
It's about, now at this point, the kind of marketing that we do, like, it's solid, it's content, mm-hmm. it's doing a digital deep dive. It's dissecting to see what they're actually doing. Do their links work? Are they intentional with their marketing? Are they hitting the right audience? Are they putting a big enough fishnet out? Like, because it's a numbers game. Oh. Marketing is a numbers game. So now what I do is I'll sit down with a realtor, we'll do a digital deep dive, and I will write an entire marketing plan, and they have to meet with me every 9 to 11 days.
Accountability.
Accountability. Because if they care about their business as much as I care about their business, then I know they're gonna meet with me every 9 to 11 days.
Absolutely.
I assign them homework, they assign me homework. Again, I have certain things I have to take care of, they take care of. But within 30 to 45 days, we're already seeing leads come in and we're seeing them grow and they're seeing that it's doing something. So yeah, that's what I do.
Amazing. Where does that creativity come from? Because you are creative.
It comes from a couple of places. So I also myself own a company. So I want to think of how I want to increase my own business. So when I'm thinking about that, I'm taking those ideas and I'm tying it into the realtor's business or the lender's business.
Awesome. So, and you're the title rep, so that means you basically are representing the title company and the escrow officers. So an escrow officer, totally different.
Totally different. Level. And this is the other thing, there's like a myth. Mm. There's a myth that everybody thinks that escrow and title are like against each other.
Mm, yes.
And the truth is we work together. Escrow works closely with title because if title clears that prelim and clears that title issue, we're going to be able to insure the property. But for some reason, the community thinks that it's always title against escrow. But the truth is we all work together.
Correct. Mostly within like the realtor community or the real estate agent community, as I don't think the civilians, as I call them out there, the civilians.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't know too much about like the inner workings of title, which we should say, what is title insurance? Because that's what you do. That's basically, escrow is working as the third party in the transaction, and then you're also insuring the title.
The title. Ultimately, all of the title companies are offering the same thing, right? We're selling title insurance. But what that means also is that we are doing a title search, meaning a birth certificate. Mm-hmm. A birth certificate on the property from the time that land was purchased till it was built, till it was sold, sold again, sold over and over. We will get issues where somebody passes away or somebody's not holding vesting correctly. And it is so important to educate your clients on why vesting is so important. If you're holding title as a single woman and that's it, and that single woman passes away, her property is going to probate. So our job is to clean up the title, make sure it's insurable, and then issue a title policy.
It's the best explanation ever is the birth certificate of a house.
That's what it is.
I love that.
Right?
It makes so much sense. And I love WFG title because it's the culture. You're talking about competition. Like a lot of title companies compete, or I feel like there's a competition within that
community.
Space, the community. But you guys, like I can talk to any rep, I can talk to any title officer. It's all like just out there.
It is
there,
a true
love each other.
Team environment.
Yes.
It is a true, true team environment. I will say when I came over to WFG, I feel like I relearned how to truly market. When I sit down with a realtor, like I'm literally writing them a real marketing plan. Yep. I'm not bringing them coffee. I'm not bringing them donuts. I'm truly, truly being value to their business. If their business increases, that gives them a reason to open escrow with WFG. Yes. And we have fabulous escrow officers.
Fabulous escrow officers, fabulous title reps. As I'm with the mastermind with your friend Chanel.
Chanel, I know. Amazing. Is she amazing? A lot of you guys may take her class. It's incredible.
She is awesome. And so when did you start with WFG?
I am getting ready to hit my 5th year on November 4th.
5th year. Wow.
I know.
That's awesome. And you continue on.
5th year there. And I did 20 years with Fidelity.
Okay. So you'd say this fuels you, this just
this keeps... fills me. like the team environment, the management, the clients, like everything that we do, it really does feel like getting up and going to work with your friends.
I love that.
It doesn't feel like a job.
That's what careers and businesses and that's what I keep telling
people. It's what we like look forward to, right?
Yes.
When we get up.
Yeah, it's that authenticity factor that I keep talking about.
Yes.
In business, loving what you do, connecting your passion with your talent, and that's what
well,
you
and, you,
and then you connect others.
Yes, and with you as a coach, yes. What would you say a realtor is looking for out there? What would you say from a title rep? Like, how can we be better? Yes,
it's that support. And I love the support. I mean, you go above and beyond from what
Thank
I've
you.
Seen. I mean, you're offering things that I offer. Competition. But that same accountability, that's what they need. They need that marketing support. And everything that you've already explained that you're doing.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, if we're missing the boat, definitely like point it out.
I think I would.
I think you would too.
Yes. And you mentioned you're a local Las Vegan.
I am born and raised.
Born and raised.
Which that's not normal.
Normal. Well, it's a little more normal now.
I actually ran into
kids
a couple.
These days.
Yes. I ran into a couple that are like, a couple of natives. They're like, I was born and raised. I'm like, wait, you too? Mm-hmm. I was actually born in the women's hospital on Sahara. Wow. By the way, it got tore down. It's not even here anymore. Right. I lived in Henderson most of my life. I don't know if anybody remembers Old Vegas. Do you remember Old Vegas?
Well, I wasn't here for that.
See,
yeah,
before you.
I know about Old Vegas, but I certainly wasn't here.
So that's where I spent my childhood.
Okay.
Believe it or not, watching gunfights, okay. Western shows.
Wonderful.
Like Old Vegas.
Yes. And in Henderson, that means you were like completely separated because back then you could stand in Vegas and you'd see Henderson.
I don't even
off
know
the
if
distance.
Gibson, I don't even know if Gibson was a road yet.
Right. It
Seriously.
Was totally disconnected because now Henderson and Vegas up against each other.
Tie together.
Everyone always asks me what's the difference. There's hardly a difference other than government.
Yeah.
But it's all together. But back then, folks tell me, in the day, that you
it
could
was like packing
there.
A lunch when you went to Vegas.
Wow.
Because you went
I
all the way
that.
Down Boulder Highway and all you saw was the Sahara Hotel.
Amazing.
So we went from Henderson to we would see the Sahara Hotel.
And how do you feel? Seeing all of that's a lot of growth and a lot of change. How do you feel about that?
Some of it I've been really excited about, and some of it I'm like, I don't know how this is going to work out because it was a smaller town and we had that smaller town feel. What I've noticed is a lot of people, it's a tourist town and they come and only stay for 3 or 4 years and then they're on to something else. Yeah. They're not permanent here.
It's still transient even now.
So that's the part I'm not super crazy about because we're just always turning new people.
Right.
But being a local and like knowing all of the things that we have, entertainment, the fun things, we're the entertainment capital of the world.
We are.
And we kind of forget that. Mm-hmm. Even as natives, we forget that.
What is your favorite thing about Las Vegas?
Oh God, I couldn't wait for this question. Can I tell you how excited? I got to think about this all day.
This one was prepped.
Two things, and if you know me, you know this is real.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do in Las Vegas and about Las Vegas is go to country concerts.
I have kind of picked this up about you.
It is like my jam. It excites me.
I'm
well,
glad.
And this
Someone
is one of the reasons.
That.
This is one of the reasons. We have some of the best venues.
Mm. That's true.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So go to a country concert, go to one of our Las Vegas venues.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing, amazing experience. And so that's one of the things that I thoroughly enjoy. It doesn't matter who's playing.
Okay. It's the experience.
It's the experience.
That's amazing.
It's like I'm in my vibe. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yes.
Like literally, I'm in my vibe. So if I'm at a country concert and you see me just like grooving and chilling, I am completely in my vibe. And that could be at the Allegiant, that could be at Red Rock, that could be at Sunset Park. Doesn't matter where.
Those are your most fun reels on Instagram.
I know. Did you see the tequila dance?
I don't think I did.
I'll share it. It was called the Tequila Touchdown.
Okay. I love a good tequila touchdown. So.
It's good.
So we are moving into the chilly autumn season in Las Vegas, a 95 degree chilly.
It's been flipping ridiculous. I think this is our hottest October ever.
Ever, probably ever. Although I remember a few, there's just a couple years here and there where it's like November. And you're
I was going to
say. Why is it still like this?
We're in like tank tops in November.
Yes. And I'm definitely tired of that. I love our more calmer times, but I guess this is more of a warmer autumn that we're moving into.
I'm looking forward to that, but I'm looking forward to going into cooler weather, but I'm also like looking forward to going into watching the market change a little bit.
Oh yeah.
It's been stagnant.
Yes.
This has probably been one of our most roller coaster chaotic years with rates, with sales prices, everything in general. So I'm hoping that once we get past this election and things start to settle themselves down, that we'll see the market turn after the first of the year.
I think so. I think, you know, we predicted in the beginning of the year that this is the trajectory it would take. It's taking that trajectory.
Yeah.
Anybody that's been in this forever and isn't like, as long as you don't hold on to anything tightly.
Exactly.
You know, you have to have a kind of a loose representation and a perception of it. But basically what's happening is what we thought would happen.
Yeah.
And it will definitely cool down and cool
this
down.
Is probably
and
the most
up.
That
yeah,
there you go
cool down and warm up.
Warm up.
Okay, yeah.
Like 1 week we all of a sudden have a crap load of orders and then the next week it's almost like the buyers get a little bit of fear.
Yes.
But I also think that the weather is playing a little bit of a role in this.
Yeah, definitely. And being local, like, are you okay with this, the heat? I mean, it's been for your entire life, this is normal for you?
Or is like I have exhausted? To be honest with you, I'm exhausted from it.
I always wonder that.
Norma, my business partner on the direct deed side, actually sent me a text this morning and said, I'm going to wear boots today. I want to wear fall boots. Mm-hmm. I go, you are more than welcome to, but it's going to be 98 degrees today. So she said, I'll keep the AC down in the office. She just wants to wear fall clothes.
I just want to wear fall clothes. It's my favorite clothes to wear.
Yeah, it is, right?
And the more layers I have, the better I look.
Right? Oh, there you go.
And the boots. You get to see all the boots. I love the boots. And I did not get to ask because I just forgot. Your favorite country person, country star? Do you have one?
Okay, my favorite performer, which I just did this concert, and I have to say it was probably one of the best concerts, Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
I know he can be a bit of a pain in the ass, but can I tell you, he puts on a killer concert.
Awesome.
It is entertaining like there's no tomorrow. Him, and then I went to Reno and saw Kane Brown.
Okay.
And he tells his story from like as a child all the way to how he got here, but he sings as he's telling the story.
Oh, wow.
And he's actually been through some pretty difficult times. Mm. So I would say, and that's one of the reasons why I love country music, because it does tell a story.
It does tell a story. It speaks to your heart.
I know, la, la, la.
All the things.
Divorce, dogs, house.
Exactly. And with fall should come more country concerts. Right?
Exactly.
Because to me, it is the most romantic time of year. It's Halloween.
And this is your favorite holiday, right?
It's all my favorite holiday, yes.
Okay, what are you doing? Can I ask?
I don't have many plans. I just love to be spooky in general all the time.
Okay.
I mean, my entire house is decorated year-round for
Halloween. I love this.
So there's really nothing I pull out or take away. It's just all pumpkins and skulls.
It's just really you're living in your moment.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because like everybody that Zooms with me or sees some of my videos, they see my background of all the books, but there's a skull there on the bookcase. There's actually several skulls.
Oh.
But everyone now, they're like, oh, I see you've already decorated. No,
that's all year.
That's how he's there.
I feel like you have that type of like artwork in your home.
I do, yes.
Okay,
because I paint and that's what I paint.
Yes, like bright colors.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, we are. So are you dressing up this year?
No, I rarely dress up. Do you dress up?
If the grandkids are like, Gigi, this is what you're going
to
be.
Well, now you get to take kids around.
If we're doing Monsters, Inc., then I'm dressing up. If we're doing, I don't obligate myself, okay? Let's just put it that way. And I'm not doing the whole face painting stuff.
Yeah.
Throw something on my ears and an outfit and I'll call it good.
That's the way to go anymore. But I think I love Halloween because, I mean, it's better than Valentine's Day. You only get a heart of candy on Valentine's Day. On Halloween, you get a whole bucket.
And I don't even know if I've invited you. I am doing a client appreciation.
Now invite me.
On October 20th.
Okay.
At the McGee Ranch.
Oh, lovely.
Tons and tons of animals.
Okay.
Whatever they do in October is what, all the fundraising they do in October is what pays to feed the animals for the entire year.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So we are holding a client appreciation on October 20th, all clients, and there's like probably 40, 50 different places where we can take photos.
Amazing.
So it's more of a content creation.
Oh, perfect.
Place for the holidays.
Perfect.
And then of course you get a free pumpkin.
Oh, well, I'll be there.
So October 20th.
October 20th at McKee Ranch.
At McKee Ranch, 11 to 1, Daylene's Customer Appreciation.
There you go, add it. Save the date.
Save the date.
Save the date. What's your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday is Christmas. And it's actually gotten funner.
I enjoy Christmas.
I love Christmas. It's gotten funner. We have some traditions that we do every year. One of them is that all of the babies get their first baby ornament, and then I pass that on to the kids. And so I have all of the kids' from now till they were 21, and then they've continued.
Oh my God.
And so they've started that with their grandbabies, or their kids that are my grandbabies. Yes. I bought the first one, and then they've continued it.
Wow. Well, see, that makes those holidays even better, because there's, with kids, everything, you know, that just like sparks it.
Well, and what's neat is it's what they're into that year. Mm-hmm. So like if they're into Spider-Man, then they're getting a Spider-Man. Like it's whatever they're into. So then as the years go by, they'll start pulling them going, do you remember this one? Do you remember this one? Because they pick them.
Yeah. And your favorite Halloween candy?
Everyone's gonna hate this, but I love the corn candy.
Oh, I love candy corn.
I love candy corn.
Yes, me too.
Like I love to like nibble and like bite the top off of it. Like there's a whole process with it.
Well, because it's layered with fun.
And then the pumpkins.
And the pumpkins. I love the pumpkins.
Yeah, that's my favorite. What's your favorite?
Begrudgingly like candy corn because everyone hates on it so much.
Why?
They really, really abuse us for that. I love like getting the large version of everything. So the Snickers, the Kit Kats, the full size.
So if you guys know the good neighborhoods to go to, shoot Zach a text or DM.
Yes. Although I hate Snickers, but Kit Kats.
Kit
Kats and Reese's are my favorite like candy. I'm not a candy like
guru.
And like Jolly Rancher candy, like sugary candy. That's just hard. I can't stand
You're not a fan.
No, it needs to be chocolate and peanut butter and happiness. And
I love all
candy
that.
Candy corn. Are you a, this is kind of like a segue though, but those circus peanuts. Are you a circus peanut?
I love
peanut
those too.
See, anybody that loves the candy corn loves the circus
peanuts. See, peanut. Yeah. We're the oddballs.
Yeah.
Because I like see all of the posts of like, oh my gosh, mm-hmm. It's that time of year again, eating cardboard, eating rubber. Yes. I'm like, what world are they living in?
Right? How do you eat candy corn? Throw it in the trash.
That's okay, exactly.
What is your favorite scary movie? Do you have one?
I actually don't.
You didn't strike me as a scary movie person.
I'm not. You're going to like laugh, but for some reason I've never been like a super fan of like scary stuff.
That's fine.
And so then my I don't want to say I didn't allow my kids to, but they just never watched it.
No.
So there isn't anything that so our favorite movie is Hocus Pocus at Halloween.
I love that movie. That's a good, I approve.
Right?
I approve. Have you seen the second one? I never saw the second one.
No.
Hocus Pocus, yeah. Mm-mm. I don't want to
ruin it.
Taint that.
Right?
Memory, the nostalgia. The Tim Burton one, the Jack and the, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, We watched that one too. Yeah. And Disneyland's a big thing for us around Halloween time. So the kids do love all of that.
Okay, yeah.
What's your favorite Halloween movie?
Oh, that's, I watch all the scary movies.
Friday the 13th, Freddy Krueger.
I was watching a bunch of Freddy Krueger ones this weekend.
I've seen them all.
One after the other. I mean, it's all just cheesy, silly to me. Nothing scares me like that. Like, that's just entertaining. Scary, like, traditional.
Give me something.
I would go on your side with the Hocus Pocus and stuff like that. But truly, like, horrifying scary is all the Rob Zombie, Devil Rejects, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, I've never seen this.
Are you, do you scare easily?
Yes, The Hills Have Eyes. I walked in and The Hills Have Eyes.
That's actually one of the new,
That should scare me.
The remake is, that would be a favorite, an absolute favorite.
Really? Okay, I got something out of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I would not recommend any of those Rob Zombie films for you. You will be you might need therapy.
Zach, we've talked about this. Like, I replay my whole day over.
Oh, so we don't need you.
So if I were to watch a movie like that, I would replay the movie over.
Really,
so see, like, now you know why I don't watch scary movies.
It
literally gives me anxiety.
Stick with Hocus Pocus then. Absolutely. So thank you so much.
Zach, thank
for being
you.
In the corner with me.
I love being in the corner with you. I love everything we did this year.
Thank you. Thank you for being there with the Alliance. You were there all year. You've been there for 3 years.
Is it 3 years or 4 years?
3 years.
3 years. Yeah. And we accomplished a lot.
We accomplished a whole hell of a lot.
I thoroughly enjoyed doing it. I loved being part of the membership group. I loved being part of just a director. doing the Pride parades, the Allied certificate class, like everything. Yes. However, we have got to get this message out. You tell me how I can get it out, and I will do even more.
You are an amazing ally. Everything that you do, and I just love that passion. And as I keep telling everybody, like, we need the allies. They are.
We do.
You are the voices in the rooms that we might not be either allowed in or just happen to not be in.
And yep, agreed.
We need you there fighting for us and telling them, thanks to the Ally Certification class, telling them the truth about what's happening in real estate and fair housing.
And then LVR. What is next on the LVR?
We've got our diversity committee coming up soon. I don't know if it'll be, this might be out
before
that, hopefully before. That's October 15th, if it is.
Okay.
And then after that, we have one more diversity committee. And then I am done as chair of the diversity committee in December.
Oh my gosh. I feel like everything you get into.
I get out of?
No. You get into it. You create these amazing committees and groups. You fight for the mission statement. I know what it is, Zach.
I do.
You do. I know what it is. Zach has more things that we need him for. Mm. So he builds the foundation. That's the truth.
That is true.
You build the foundation and then you give it over and then you're on to building something else for us to grow. So thank you. Truly been a staple in the community and been a voice for the LGBTQ plus community. So thank you for that. And thank you for including me to be part of it.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you.
To pieces. Thanks. To candy corn pieces.
And to Zach in the corner. Thank you.
Absolutely. Until next time, thank you for spending time with us in the corner. We'll be back with another. Stay tuned.
Don't forget to call WFG when your
That's
next
right.
escrow
exactly.
order.
Exactly. And these are really good.
Yeah.